The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. Under Colorado law, the pot you buy in Colorado must be smoked in Colorado. That's part of the deal to get the federal government to look the other way. And yet, in neighboring Kansas...
We can't ignore the marijuana.
More after this from Charlie. Cheyenne County, Kansas, is in the northwestern corner of the state. And it's a pretty quiet place, about 2,700 people. Can't even buy alcohol unless it's a drink in a restaurant. But now, Sheriff Cody Beeson has another intoxicant to worry about, coming from the state next door.
We can't ignore the marijuana. It's just hard to justify pulling resources to put them on the highway to just strictly find marijuana coming in from Colorado.
Cheyenne County turns out to be a popular route for pot tourists carrying their souvenirs home. The 288 cars that were caught last year probably represent only 10% of the total traffic. CBS's Barry Peterson talked with Tom Gorman, the federal official whose unenviable job is to stop the Colorado marijuana.
We've documented 40 different states that it's gone to.
Does that make you uncomfortable? You've spent your whole life in
as
this
a cop.
Battle.
You're right. It makes me darn uncomfortable. Either we're a country of the laws or we're not.
Well, we're still a country of laws. It's just that the laws contradict each other. For Sheriff Beeson, he figures his job is to chase down the burglars and the cow rustlers, not the pot smokers, unless it's too obvious to ignore, like the car crash he responded to last year.
EMS arrived on scene, fire arrived on scene. We helped with the injured individual.
And they all saw the marijuana. It was scattered everywhere. His deputies now have a kit to test for pot, but as for arrests...
You stop somebody, you confiscate a small amount of marijuana. Do you ever just say... I'll confiscate. You get out of here.
Yes.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.